This week, some Mexican guest workers who were working on U.S. farms decades ago, they can collect some long overdue back pay. A U.S. court has approved a class action settlement between those workers. They're called the Braceros and the Mexican government. Sasha Coca of member station KQED reports.
The Bracero program began as an agreement between the U.S. and Mexico during a World War II labor shortage when the U.S. needed workers to harvest crops and lay railroad track. About 4.5 million Braceros came to the U.S. between 1942 and 1964. As part of the agreement, the Mexican government withheld 10% of their wages until the workers returned. But then the money disappeared. And that's why some former guest workers now living in the U.S. sued the Mexican government for back pay through the U.S. courts. The settlement they won could help men like 83-year-old Francisco Flores.
Yo fui uno de los primeros braceros del 1943.
He left Mexico after a volcanic eruption destroyed his small family farm. He arrived in California's Imperial Valley back in 1943.
We worked from sunup to sundown. When the sun was just coming up, we were already in the field. We worked 14 or 15 hours a day.
Like many braceros, Flores returned time and again to work in the U.S. over several decades. Eventually, he became a U.S. citizen. He lives in a low-income apartment complex that's home to many former braceros in rural Fresno County. Flores is going deaf and sometimes uses a wheelchair. With trembling, arthritic hands, he unlatches a stiff leather briefcase where he stores his important documents. He takes out a brittle, yellowing piece of paper. Work contract, it reads, in English and Spanish. It stipulates that if a bracero lost a hand or a foot on the job, he would be reimbursed $500. That's how much we were worth back then, he says, and the Mexican government never even gave us all our wages.
Look how many years we've been waiting, fighting for our money. At least now they might pay it in time to pay for our funerals in advance.
As of this week, some former braceros like Flores can go to the nearest Mexican consulate to apply for up to $3,500 in back wages. Chicago-based attorney Matt Pierce filed the suit on behalf of the braceros in U.S. District Court.
Finally, these men who are really kind of heroes of the American labor movement and grand old men of the Mexican communities will get paid some measure of just deserts of compensation for an incredibly hard work and an amazingly important chapter of the history of the two countries.
The court settlement doesn't cover braceros who came to work in the U.S. after World War II, so it won't help men like José López Rosas, now in his 70s.
Toda la gente ignorante. Hablo nomás por hablar.
Sitting in his apartment courtyard, he croons a song he wrote about the Mexican government stealing money. Like millions of others, Rosas came as a bracero after 1946. The only way those braceros can apply for back pay is to travel to Mexico and file a claim under a separate program passed by the Mexican Congress. Rosas says it's not fair that many elderly braceros living in the U.S. today will still have to make a long journey to Mexico to try and collect their wages. His eyes tear up as he explains.
No estamos pidiendo nada.
We're not asking for anything extra. We worked for this money. We want to make sure we get what's owed. Even the people who are so old they can't walk and can't make the trip to Mexico.
Former braceros who qualify under the court settlement have until December to apply for their back pay, but only if they can find their old pay stubs or work contracts. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.